This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
100.7 The Wolf, because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Dan. He lives in Auburn. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Fantastic. Well, say hi to Gabe and Captain Ron as well, Dan.
I know.
All right, Dan.
He's like, I know who's there. All right,
I
Dan.
I know from 3:40 in the morning till 2 p.m. I'm on the Wolf. I listen Sheesh. To you guys every morning.
Oh, there
you're the
go,
best.
Dan.
You're the
best. We appreciate you.
And Dan,
yeah, not an MVP. I'm getting used to this calling and being on the radio stuff, so I
you
apologize
sound
for that. But I'm listening since middle school, since the school bus.
Dang. Oh, good, man. Okay, well, Dan, listen, thank you for all that. We're going to hook you up with some PBR tickets in Everett, okay, for calling in. And by the way, all we know about you right now, Dan, is you're a trucker.
That is correct.
And this is the backbone of America, folks. Without truckers, we'd have nothing. So we love you, man. We really do. And let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song. You know, we're going to think it all over. We'll come back, and everybody's going to guess what they think you make, and then you will share your salary. Sound good?
That is awesome. Let's do it.
All right. Yes. Dan the man, the trucker. 60 seconds on the clock, Gabe. If you are ready, begin.
What do you own a home?
No.
Long haul or short haul, Danny?
A local driver.
Are you happy with your salary?
I am happy with my salary.
How old are you, Dan?
I am 24.
Are you married?
I am married.
All right. Does your wife work?
My wife does work.
What does she do for work?
She is a sales rep.
Oh, what was the last vacation you guys took? Where'd you go?
We went to Hawaii for a week in November, a week before Thanksgiving.
How much is your rent?
$2,000.
What kind of car is your wife driving?
2020 Ford Explorer ST.
Are you the breadwinner?
Yes.
And Dan, no kids yet, correct?
Yes, I got a 16-month-old. No, 16-month-old.
Oh.
How many?
16 months?
One. Yeah, 16
One,
months. A year and
just,
4 months, right? Yeah.
Just a little bambino. So, in other words, Dan just started sleeping about 3 weeks ago.
Dan, you have such a mature man voice.
You don't sound
like a 24-year-old.
I'm a little bit sick. I got sick on Tuesday. Took my hoodie off when it snowed and
threw me off too. But then he said, "I've been listening since middle school." I'm like, "You're not that old."
I said,
like,
"I don't think the Wolf is that old." Yeah,
14, 15 years. Yeah. I mean, all right. Listen, if you are listening right now, you want to help us out, shoot us a text. We love it when you do. We need your help. Put your name and where you live on that text. 253-642 Wolf. How much is Dan the trucker making? You're gonna find out next.
100.7 The Wolf, because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Dan. He lives in Auburn, and he's a trucker. Also, a heck of a nice guy. Gabe, what did you learn? What did we just learn about Dan?
Dan wakes up, it's snowing, and it's Monday. He pays his rent. It's a check for $2,000. He kisses his lovely wife goodbye, who works in sales, by the way, and drives a Ford. He gets in his truck. He's a local driver. He's only 24, so he might stop and get some roller food at the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
He is the breadwinner, so you know maybe working towards a stay-at-home wife because they do have a 16-month-old.
Yeah, which is great. Congratulations on that. I've got to go first. You're welcome. I'm going to use this text because somebody was very specific, and I like that. They said he probably works for Coca-Cola, and I'm guessing he makes $100,000. I always say, put your name and where you live on this text. They didn't do that. So just anonymous, but I like your text. I'm going 100. Gabe?
So this was the first text that came in, and it says, Gabe is my fave. I'm a sucker for that, so
yeah.
Yeah. Triple H, age 10. Said 89.
Okay, Captain Ron.
I'm going to go a little bit lower just because he's only 24. So I still think he's making good money for 24. So we're going a little bit lower. I went with Dump Trucker Jay, and we're saying 79.
Okay, 79, 89, and 100. Those are our guesses, but obviously it doesn't matter, Dan. We all want to know how much you're actually making as a trucker. It's time to share your salary.
$80,000.
No!
Captain Ron gets it there. Oh, by the way, silly question. Do you work for Coca-Cola?
No, I do not. I work for Talking Rain, actually.
Heard of that before. That's like someone else working for them.
Hot new beverage out there.
They've been around for a while.
Have they?
You don't remember the sparkling water they used to sell at Costco?
Oh, yes.
They still do.
They still do. All right. So, Dan, what is your plan like in the trucking world? Because I know some truckers out there that are making, you know, easily $150.
That's 150, having your own equipment, also a lot of headache. I have a coworker here that makes 105,000. It just depends on how much work you want to put in. I can obviously pick up work and work a little bit longer than I usually do.
Yeah.
Make that money.
And then you got a mama at home and a baby. I'm thinking work-life balance here, you know, and play. You're making great money you're 24 making 80 grand. That's awesome.
Exactly. And yeah, my wife's not too far behind me as a sales rep. She's home. Her company's in Oregon. She has a laptop. And so.
Wow. Nice.
Boom.
How long did it take you to adjust working at 3 a.m. as a 24-year-old?
Not long. I dropped out of high school.
Dang.
The trucking. So.
Are you happy with that?
It's been a long time. I love it. I actually worked for my coworker back at the time, and by the age of 17, I had traveled to 48 states, so I can't complain.
Can't do that. That's pretty solid right there.
November of last year was my 50th state, which was Hawaii, because there's no land bridge there, so I can't get there in a truck.
Yeah.
Problematic. Yeah.
Details. All right, Dan. Well, listen, we love you. We really appreciate the fact you've been listening for so long, and great that you finally connected. And keep calling in, keep texting in, and MVP status will be yours.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Dan the man with a plan.
That's right. And hold on, too. We got those PBR tickets for you, okay?
Will do.
All right, Dan in Auburn. Great dude. All right, coming up next, give us about 10 minutes, and we're going into blind karaoke.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.